Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. This is episode 1108. Really excited about today's show. You know, like the closer we get to the draft and the craziness that is just right there on the horizon, just constantly trying to tweak and find ways to peer into the 49ers kind of brain logic, whatever you want to say, and figure that out. So today what we're going to do, and I think this is going to be fun, we're going to pair where the 49ers pick with my big board, okay? So we graded 205 players, you know, write-ups, all that kind of stuff, all the different stuff going on. We're going to go through each pick. So the 49ers, when they're on the board at 31, we're going to look at the four or five guys before my 31 grade, the four guys afterwards. We're going to go to pick 63. We're going to jump up to 59 to about 67. Look at the guys that are kind of there in that area. Third round, all the fourth round picks, so on and so forth. So not necessarily predictive who the 49ers will pick, but much more of a realistic measuring stick of the value in the type of player that will go at those spots, right? Because, you know, I put out on Twitter and I was like, you know what? Who is the player that you think the 49ers will draft regardless of round, regardless of position, that you're just like, this guy is who the 49ers are going to draft? You know, the first answer was Caleb Williams and Joe Alt. like I was just like, all right, I'm deleting this. I didn't delete it, and more realistic options came up. But like, people are saying Brock Bowers and Malik Nabers, and it's just like, man, I get it, because if you're not like spending a lot of time in the draft and figuring out all these different things, yeah, these are the names that you're going to know because they're the all-stars, right? But what I want to try to do is just kind of prepare ourselves for, look, these are the players, and again, not saying that my big board is accurate to the 49ers, that's all I'm saying at all, or to any team, but we have put in the time, and whenever you lay out, okay, I like this player more than this player, more than this player, this is my first round grade players, this is my second round grade, these are like, it tells a story, and I think that it is a much more accurate picture than a PFF simulator that we've used so many times. Like, that is cool. A little bit different look. And so that's what we're going to do. Big board kind of matches with where the 49ers are picking. That's what we want to try to, you know, come together with. Now, do have to say, I'm so excited, man. We're going to be, you know, down in Temecula. We're going to be at the Champion Sports Bar, you know, Marietta, but just outside of Temecula, broadcasting live days one and day two. And I got to give a shout out to the Empire Faithful chapter. They're going to be coming out and partying with us. And again, if you're in Southern California, LA, San Diego, anywhere in between, you need to be a part of this 49ers community. And whether you're there or been a part of it or haven't been, come on out. I mean, it's like $10. We're going to be live days one and day two, giving away all kinds of stuff. And for my online peeps, you know we're going to be here. You know we're going to be ready. And we've already got the shows up and ready so that you can hit the alert button. And I'm just going to ask a favor. I need you to go to the 49ers Rush YouTube page and the video that's at the top, 49ers Live NFL Draft Day 1. I need you to hit the alert button. Now, here's why. I'm being selfish. We've got it up for days one and day two. So if you could go do that, that will help us in the algorithm, whatever, so that we could get a bigger community. Cost you nothing. Hit subscribe while you're over there if you haven't already. This is just an extra way to try to get more eyes on the show and the feed, and we would really appreciate the time if you could do that. So if you don't mind, I'd really, really appreciate you doing that. I try not to ask too much of you guys too often, and I'm so thankful for the time that you do spend with us. But if you just take a quick moment, and for all the people that are just, you know what, I only listen on Spotify or I only listen on iTunes, that's awesome. Don't want you to change that. But our live coverage won't be on those platforms. It will not. It will be on YouTube. So if you can, head over to our YouTube page and click that alert button. That is huge. That helps us so much because that recommends our feed to lots of other people that have similar interests to you. And that's just an easy way to help us out that costs you nothing. Anyway, join us days one, day two of the NFL draft. We're going to be having a blast. You guys remember Brian McFadden from Legit Football? He's going to be joining us day two. We got Ant, Rob Lauder. I'm going to try to get him make an appearance. I know he's a busy, busy dude, especially with the newborn. But I recorded with him yesterday on his show. That was a lot of fun. Go check out Striking Gold Podcast if you haven't already. We're going to be 49ers Cutbacks going to be with us. Chuck, my best friend, who's at Eagles. He's going to give a little more, you know, NFL approach, and that's going to create some banter because, you know, I hate the Eagles. The Eagles hate us. That's just going to stay true, and I don't want that to change. But if you can, go do those things. Now, appreciate everybody that is here live, all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. Really do just appreciate all the support. Look at Joe coming in for Portland. That is awesome, man. Appreciate you. Colin, Dave says lunchtime rush. Perfect timing. There we go. And yeah, Invader, I need your help, man. He says map it out, John. Invader knows his stuff. We got Kim. What's up, Mike? How we doing, brother? This is going to be fun. David, he says, John, your big board is more valuable than PFF big board. PFF's all over the place because they're just analytics driven. Like, that's just what they are. Yeah, I would argue my big board's probably more relevant to what's going to actually happen. But they do great work. Yeah, I'm a big fan, and I use their stuff. You know what I mean? Right here, what time does your draft coverage start on Thursday? We're going to start 15 minutes before. A lot of that's because the Niners are picking late, right? So, for example, 5 p.m. Pacific time is the first round of the draft on Thursday. We're going to go live right at about 4:45. Now, if we get some news or a trade, you know me, I'm a little kid. I can't help myself. I get anxious. I want to jump on and start talking. But we will be live all of day one and all of day two. So you're talking about 11 to 13 hours of coverage. So we got you covered. So we're going to start about 15 minutes before. So on Thursday, we're scheduled to start at 4:45. And then the Friday show is an hour earlier. So they start at 4. So we'll start at 3:45. That's the plan. Unless something crazy happens, we get a trade or whatever. Like if for some reason the 49ers do trade back in round one and we're picking early round two, I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to be on early and I'm going to be having a good time with you guys because dude, I say this all the time. This is my Christmas. I would buy Madden. This was later years. And I would simulate the entire season. I wouldn't play it down. Simulate. Sim. Just so I could get to the offseason. So I could grade players in the draft. That was it. And it was, I don't know what's wrong with, there's a lot wrong with me. Not a lot of hugs early on. You know, I'd say I was dropped on my head. But you got to be picked up for that to happen. So that wasn't the case. I'm joking, kind of. But yeah, I love this time of year. I'm so pumped, man. Kevin, thank you. He says the button is clicked. Thank you so much. Dave, remind me at the end of the show, my gerbil runs slow upstairs sometimes. That's something I say. My man, Dave, you're my man. What's up, Jeremy? Appreciate you guys. What's up, Bobo? He says, hashtag CC and number six. I like that. I do like that. Way to go, Bobo. You the man. If Rob comes, I'm Venmoing you to buy him some drinks. He's not going to be there in person. He's going to be coming in digitally. I don't think any of the other people are going to be recording live, you know, with me in person. It's hard to make that trip down from the Bay Area peeps. So, but yeah, he's going to be jumping in just for a little bit. Oh, we got people from Sacramento, Honolulu. What's up, Mark? Yeah, Mark P in the house. Appreciate you, man. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. And Mark says this, I'm ready for anything in this draft. We kind of have to be. When you're drafted 31, 63, 90 something, you're taking what falls. Like you're not getting, you know, you don't get first choice. You get 31st choice. That's just the way it goes. And sometimes you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. So that's what it's going to be. David, he says, John, I got my brother, Seahawks fan. That's okay. Families are always terrible. Watching your show, loves your draft coverage. Man, I appreciate that. And, you know, I got a lot of good friends that are Seahawks fans. You know, they're all new Seahawks fans. There's no old Seahawks fans. And if they are an old Seahawks fan, they don't know how to use the internet. That's just the way that it goes. But the new ones, hey, man, I'm glad that they're supporting something. Because every time we play in Seattle, I do love their stadium. I will say that. Might be one of my favorite stadiums, that in Las Vegas. But, man, we show up at that stadium now. I really enjoy going to the Seahawks games up there. It's a little cold, though. Albert. What's up, Alberto? He says, would you give up Brandon Ayuk for the 5th overall pick? Yeah. I don't think that is even on the table. Yeah, I would do that. Because you would be guaranteed with the top 5 pick to get one of the 3 wide receivers. I'd take either one of them. Marvin Harrison Jr. would be my 1. Rome Odunze would be my 2. Malik Nabers, who might have the highest ceiling of all 3 of them, would be my number 3. But yeah, I don't think that would ever be on the table for any team. I saw somebody put out there, you know, it was a trade. It was a little silly. The 49ers give up Brandon Ayuk and the number 31 pick to jump up to the Chargers, number 5 pick. Yeah, you would do that trade, but I don't even think that's on the table. I just don't. And if anybody's going to value wide receiver less than the 49ers, it's going to be Harbaugh. It's going to be Harbaugh. But yeah, I appreciate the answer. Oh, look at this. David says his brother is a Seahawks fan since 1980. Nothing but respect. Respect it, man. Whenever I meet fans that have been through fire and ice, I respect it. I really, really do. Bandwagon fans, I get it. And, you know, that's part of the game. I understand that. But when fans go through hell, and if he's been a Seahawks fan since the 80s, he's been through it. He's been through it. And so I respect that. And healthy banter doesn't mean I wouldn't talk trash to him. I'm talking trash to anybody. Like, I don't care. I don't care. I will talk trash to anybody. It's my love language, and it's just always welcomed. But there's respectful trash talk. You know what I'm saying? It's respectful. And he's heard worse. He's been a fan since the 80s. They sucked for 30 years of his fandom.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number 1 fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It's just the way it goes. It's what it is. He says, where's your guitar? Yeah, it's in the living room. I could run and get it, but I haven't even tuned it. I haven't played very much lately. I ain't going to lie, but I appreciate you. Alberto, but Jim Harbaugh loves wide receivers that can block. He does. But that trade's not happening. It would be fun. It would be fun, but it's not happening. All right, let's do this. I'm ready. I hope you're ready. Let's jump to pick number 31. Now, this is obviously going to be the most talked about position, you know, our first round pick, just because that's where it should be, right? We always focus on the early stuff. I'm much more of a later round guy. We look at Shanahan and John Lynch's track record. Yeah, day three guys, that's kind of where they hit their home runs. But we finally get a first round pick since Trey Lance. Trey Lance, no first round pick, no first round pick. Now here we are. And I'm happy to be here. Oh! Speaking of happy to be here, Vicky Morgan, what's up? Appreciate the super chat. You're the most respectful trash talker around. I've gone to so many games with Vicky and sat next to her. She can attest to, yeah, I don't cause problems in the stands. I ain't that guy. I'm the guy that's, I'm going to talk trash to your team. I'm going to compliment their uniforms. I'm a big uniform, but I'm going to trash talk the coach. I'm going to trash talk the fans. And I'm going to buy them beers. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. I appreciate you, Vicky. You're the best. Absolutely the best. Vince says, became a Niner fan when Singletary was our head coach. Definitely some tough years there, but here we are now. Look at us now, right? Yes. I like that. I like that. Bobo, what kind of offer would you take for Ayuk? Ah, Bobo. I am not even entertaining a call unless it's a top 20 pick and a third rounder. That's the entry-level conversation, okay? Now, I'm not saying that's what I'm taking. I'm saying, hey, coach, or John Lynch, we're interested in IU. Just want to know where you're at with that, okay? Yeah, tell us what you think. We're thinking a second round this year and a third round next year. Not interested. Okay, what would it take? Where are you picking in the first round? You're picking 18, okay? 18, and yeah, I'll take 18 in your third. But we're not taking any salary. Like, you know what? That if it's 20, which everybody keeps talking about, Pittsburgh, like, that's back end. I'm not taking Pittsburgh's 20th pick and their third rounder, number 84. I'm not taking that. That's to answer the phone and have a conversation with you. Does that make sense? I'd want a little more. So if Pittsburgh, which that's been the team, whatever, 20. And they're number 84th, so they're 20th and 84th. And I'm going to say, you know what? I want a fifth next year. Something along those lines. Or, hey, who's a special teamer that I don't have the roster in front of me in the contract? I want a friendly contract, a decent depth player. Who's your backup nickel corner? God, we could use one of those. But even then, I don't want to take – because, again, I'm not trading Brandon Ayuk unless I get a top five tackle. At pick 20, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. So that's why I'm like, look, man, okay, we've got a deal in place. Pittsburgh, I'm getting your 20th pick, 84, and next year's fifth. If we get up there and one of those top five tackles are there, we'll do this trade. If they're not, we're not doing the trade. That's how I would handle it. Like, oh, this is a possible, unless you want to blow me out of the water, Pittsburgh, you got to give me your top 20 pick this year and your second next year. Hey, man, you got Russell Wilson. You guys pushing the chips in. Now I'll do that trade. I'll do that trade before the draft. You giving me 20 overall and next year's second? I don't think Pittsburgh would do that. But that's the way I would handle it. Like, you know what? If it's kind of 17 and below, I'm going to have to wait till draft day. Sorry. I'm going to have to wait. I got to see what's there. Because if one of those top five tackles are gone, I'm not doing this deal. I'm not doing it. I'm out. I'm keeping Brandon Ayuk. I'm getting a top five tackle. Or Brandon Ayuk's mine. And I want to keep Brandon Ayuk. I don't want to trade him. But I'm going to answer your question. You know what I mean? So, like, you giving me the 13th overall pick? Ooh, all right. Now let's talk. Now let's talk. Because I'm guaranteed to get a top five tackle. So that's kind of where I am. Gio, he says, what's up, John? Let's run it back with Tampa and Miami this upcoming year. Hashtag Rush Road Trip. I got the shirt on, baby. Hashtag, I'm going to be giving. I've been sizing t-shirts all day for the trip. You know, small, medium, large is all the stuff. Make sure I got enough to give away this weekend at the draft party. So I had to put one on. That's what I do. I had to get in my feel, right? But yeah, when the schedule comes out, I'm going to Florida. Miami, I'm going to Miami. I love Miami. I was in Miami a month ago. I want to go to Miami all the time. I love that place. Tampa is awesome. I really do, but I'm worried they're going to do a back-to-back. I'm never doing a back-to-back road trip and staying out there. I did that on the East Coast 2 years ago. I never recovered for the rest of the season. So we got to see the schedule, but both those are so high on my list, and I really want to be there. And so I've already got a couple spots in place for our parties, which is exciting. We're way ahead of schedule from where we usually are, but I got to wait on that schedule because what if they do it on Christmas or Thanksgiving? Niners played on three freaking holidays last year. That was a killer on the family, man. I did not like that. So we'll have to see what that is. Pete, he says, Niners will be, you know, go in wanting to draft O-line until Byron Murphy from Texas is staring them in the face. You know, I watch the odds all the time, and I already put up all my bets and prop bets on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. Byron Murphy is now close to the odds-on favorite for being the number one defensive player off the board. The odds of, I wish Byron Murphy, like, he's a top 10 player for me. I love that dude. He's not going to be there at 31. If he is, you take that. You take it. He is too clean and too explosive a player. Byron Murphy is a stud, man. I wish he would be there. Hey, Sin, you're the best. Oh, what's up, Big Papa? I miss you, man. Glad to see you in here, brother. We need to talk at some point. I'm crazy busy for the next week, but we need to set up a time to talk on the phone, man. I want to see how you're doing. Let's see here. Matt, look at this. Went to my first game at the Stick in 1978. Been a fan ever since. How cool is that? And this is what I don't want to happen, Vader. Byron Murphy wouldn't get by the Rams, but he'll never get it that far, top 15. That's the thing. Like, whenever I do these drafts, I don't mind where certain players go, but that NFC West, every single time they're on the board, I'm just like, oh, don't you dare. The Seahawks last year, man, they used my big board. I swear they got like four or five of my favorite players. And they were good too. They were those players that they drafted. So I definitely do not want Byron Murphy going to the Rams. That would, ooh, whew, that would make me very, 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 very warm. Right here, Daryl says, JC the Grinder. There we go. I like that. I like that. Right here, says, I hope we don't end up drafting Rosengardner at 31. I don't either. And I've gone back and rewatched some of his tape because I got a third round grade on him. And, man, Rosengardner is good. Pass blocking is awesome. It's just, man, his testing says he can play left tackle. Tape doesn't. He moves well. But, man, the lack of run, the lack of finishing. I mean, he's great at pass protection, and he would protect Purdy way better than Colton McKivitz. I like that. But it's just all of the, like, I don't know, the shininess or like the fun, like, ooh, this guy could be. You don't get that. You don't get that. It's a possibility, though. JP, my man, glad to see you. Glad to see you. Ooh, Clarzard, number 20 and Pat Freiermuth. Now we're talking. Yeah, I like Freiermuth, man. That would be, whew. I might take that, Clar. I y'all messing with me right now. Brandon Ayuk for TJ Watt straight up. There we go. I love it. And Vicky, yeah, we were talking about this in the chat just yesterday. I saw what you put in there. I also will not be doing back-to-back East Coast. Nearly killed us. It was terrible. It was the Atlanta-Charlotte one, and I just stayed out there, and it was, oh, I was a disaster. And I had family in Atlanta, which was really cool. I couldn't do that. Alberto, nah, John, you got to come to L.A. home game. Away from home this upcoming season. It's just mess orchestrating parties there. Like, I'm going down to Temecula. Hopefully you come out to that one, man. We'll be down there this weekend, Thursday and Friday. But it is just impossible to organize. There's like 15 different people hosting parties, which is awesome. And I like it down there. And I love, I mean, it's a home game, but it's just difficult. That city, I lived there for a long time. You know, it's difficult. It is difficult, man, to play in some of that stuff. What's up, Kyle? Appreciate the super chat. I like the Kittle black alternate jersey. I love those black jerseys. They were terrible watching film. But, was Zach Wilson just traded to the Broncos? Here we go. Are we getting some Brandon breaking some news on here? Let's see here. I'm not seeing it. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Ian Rappaport, former Jets starting quarterback, number two. Zach Wilson on the move to the Broncos. Gosh, the Broncos is just gross. They've got Zach Wilson, Jared Stidham, Ben DiNucci. That is their quarterback room. Jared Stidham would be the starter. Man, that is gross. Here we go. It's a pick swap. Oh my gosh, this is gross. Pick 207 for 256. So 207, that is worth 8.6 points on the Jimmy Johnson trade scale. 207, it's worth 8.6. 256, which is the second to last pick, right before it is worth 1 point. So that is a gain of 7 points. And I'm sure there's going to be some financial payments that the Jets are going to partake. So if we look at now, let's go back to the worst draft class of all time. And I do think it's the worst. Trevor Lawrence, all right, he's good. You had Zach Wilson, who went number two, swapped for a 7th to a 6th round pick. You had Trey Lance, 4th round straight up. You had Justin Fields, went for a 6th round pick swap, right? Like nothing. And then Mac Jones, yeah, we don't even know what's going to happen there. Or where is Mac Jones? Has he been traded yet? Where is McCorkle? How do we talk about Mac Jones so dang much on this damn podcast? He's with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, that's right. And so McCorkle got traded down there. What did they trade for him? A 6th round pick. So there you go. I mean, not that you want to win trading a 1st round quarterback for more compensation later. You spent way more than everybody else. But the fact that Trey Lance got a 4th, I guess, is good. I don't know. You're gonna make me upset. But yeah, I appreciate the breaking news on there. That's fun. That's always fun. Broncos got ripped off. No, there's no winner in this deal. Nobody won this deal. Everybody walks out of this deal just like, you know, it's what it is. But with the Broncos, they're in a complete, we're not competing this year, probably not competing next year. They're dumping like $84 million salary on Russ, even though he's not playing for them. It's just like, hey, man, we're rolling the dice on some, I don't want to say high valued quarterbacks, but, you know, Stidham's got a ceiling. Zach Wilson obviously got talent. He was number two overall pick, and Ben DiNucci. So, yuck. Yuck. That's gross. That just grosses me out, man. I'll say this too. Yeah, I brought up uniforms. Broncos uniforms are awful. They're terrible. And so, like, I can't stand them. Now you got, like, even worse quarterbacks than your uniforms. And yeah, C.J. Beathard is better than Mac Jones. I think they're close. So, you know. Oh, well, there we go. Vicky. Well, at least the Broncos got McGlinchey. Oh, ouch. Vicky, no, she is ruthless, man. She is ruthless. Right here, Kyle, how high would you trade up in the 2nd round for Drew Phillips? Andrew Phillips, one of my favorite players. Probably not going to trade up for him, though. I do like trading up, but for positional value, especially in the 1st and 2nd round. Nickel corner, I don't really put it that. So I would not, especially with how deep it is at this position. So without further ado, something we tried to do a long time ago, let's look at my big board and match that up with where the 49ers are picking. So start at their 1st round pick, number 31. My number 31 player is Kingsley Suamataia, BYU tackle. Like, that is just fit on fit on fit. Now, all these players are 2nd round graded players. Starting at pick 25, that's my 2nd round start. I've got 24 1st round grades. My 25th player, and I'll just go in order real quick through these guys. 25, Zach Frazier, center, West Virginia. 26, Graham Barton, center, everything, out of Duke. 27, Michael Penix Jr. doesn't apply to us, but I rank everybody. The 49ers will pull players off their board. I don't do that. Chop Robinson, edge, 28. Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas, 29. Troy Franklin, 30. Oregon. And that's somebody we haven't talked about enough. We've talked about Xavier, you know, Worthy, one, because Kyle met with him and whatever else. Troy Franklin, he's Xavier Worthy. They're the same player. They're the same player. Like, legitimate option at wide receiver for the 49ers in that range. Legitimate option. And I wouldn't be shocked if Troy Franklin goes before Xavier Worthy. Damn good player. And I feel bad because, you know, with, what's it called? You know, Kyle Shanahan play wide receiver at Texas, being friends with Sark and meeting with all these players. Well, guess what? They met with Troy Franklin, too. Not a top 30 visit, but they still had several meetings with him. 6'1", 176, another skinny wide receiver, but he's got height on him. 4.41 speed, and that was seen as a negative. They thought he was a 4.3 guy. I thought he was a 4.3 guy. Troy Franklin, wide receiver, Oregon. 6'9", 3 cone, which is great at 6'1". I mean, he's a burner. Met with the Niners, 21 years old, speed and length. Hard to find negatives in his game outside of drops. Eats up cushion with the best of them. Loves fades and go routes. He's a stretcher. He's an X. Great willingness to block, even if he doesn't always get the job done. Slot might be his best spot, but he can play X just fine because he can stretch the field. Fun player with a lot of energy. Was the first read on most plays at Oregon. And you're talking production. Good Lord. Set Oregon's record for receiving yards, 1,383. Receiving touchdowns, 14. 100-yard games had 8. I mean, this dude just went off. From Palo Alto, that's always fun. From the backyard, damn good player. He's Devonta Smith. I mean, it's, you put in the measurables and the play style, it's there. Like, that's who he is. Legitimate option. He's my number 30 player. 31, Kingsley. 32, Jatavion Sanders. I don't think he's going top 32 because of the metrics. He didn't test well. The tight end receiving option out of Texas. I'm telling you right now, Jatavion Sanders could fall in this draft. A possibility to be there at 63. That dude's going to make an impact. He's going to be a player, and I think he's going to lead all rookie tight ends in receiving yards, but he's just a receiving guy. Whatever blocking you get from him is just little gravy, but he's not very good at it. 33, Chris Broswell. 34, Peyton Willis, linebacker, NC State. Health issues, not really going to be on our board. 35, Christian Haynes. Next year, Aaron Banks, John Feliciano, Ben Bartsch, all expiring contracts. You want to replicate the Aaron Banks red shirt? Christian Haynes, you know, he even played some center at the Senior Bowl, but I just think guard, guard, guard. Jordan Morgan, 36, Rook, 37. Those are the guys in the first round, according to my big board. I didn't mention Darius Robinson. He's lower, but man, he's a dang good fit. He's a dang good fit. Let's see here. Yeah, Zach Frazier. Gosh, man, I would be so happy. Fountainot is my favorite. He's incredible. You know, I think some teams are going to have him top 10. You know, maybe at a guard, maybe at right tackle. Can play left tackle on a zone scheme. they just traded the Morbid Wildcat. Broncos good on quarterback. I don't know about good. Trade 31 up or back. Don't sit. Somebody falls, maybe. Now, right here, Invader, he says, Brian Thomas Jr. might slide. He is by far the best of all the, like, burner wide receivers. I mean, he is damn good. Brian Thomas out of LSU, 6'2", 209, because he's a burner, but he's got the body. That's the difference with Adonai Mitchell, or I'm sorry, with Xavier Worthy and Troy Franklin. They're Slenderman. Like, they're tiny. You look at Brian Thomas, he's 6'2", 210. Like, he's got height, and he's got the body to back it up. Plus, he ran a 4.33. So he's fast. He's exactly in between. He's a 10th in the 40 behind Xavier Worthy, and he's a 10th in the 40 ahead of Troy Franklin. But they all are similar players, just different body types. You got short and skinny. You got tall and skinny. You got tall and thick. 21 years old. Niners met with Brian Thomas as well. Not top 30 visit. Plays like a slot wide receiver, but is huge. That was my biggest issue with him. But end zone specialist, 17 touchdowns. Not sure he's the number one wide receiver, but he stretches it vertical. He doesn't play physical as his body would say so. And that's why I was shocked whenever I kept going through like tape with him. And I'm like, okay, he likes to block. He just doesn't play physical throughout the routes. And I was just like, man, this does not match. Drops are a concern, but total package, insane speed at his side. After the catch isn't what you'd hope for a guy his size. Like, that's the thing. He was weird to me. I was like, man, are we sure? This dude's 6'2", 200, 4'3". Gets tackled easy. He's not physical through the route. Like, he's the opposite of Brendan Rice, who's similar body type, but plays so physical all the time. He doesn't have the speed of Brian, Brian Thomas Jr., but it was interesting. It was quite interesting to me. Just watching his tape, it was just, man, I'm confused all the time. And so, like, DJ Chark, Martavius Bryant is what he's built like, but he plays like DJ Chark, if that makes sense. But there's a role for Brian Thomas in the NFL. And if he's there at 31, where do I have him? I'm pretty high on him. I'm 23 overall. I got him 23. So, yeah, I'm not sure he'll fall down that far. But, ooh, right here, Jeff. If Thomas is there at 28, we need to trade up. You offer a fourth-round pick, trade up three spots. I would be upset. We got 3/4. I would not be upset at all. Vader, for some reason, Thomas has moved down from top 10 to top 20. I got him 23. So that's where, he is right here. David, I want Rook out of all those guys. He's so fun. Some stud will fall to us. I hope so. Dijon? No. There's no way. I wish. Cooper? Golly, I would love that. Why does Kyle like A.D. Mitchell? If you like Brandon Ayuk, you like A.D. Mitchell. Space. Speed, length. He plays like a power forward. Bodies people up in the end zone. Just go watch the Washington game. Has his best games, best plays on the biggest of games out there. You go watch. If you like Kool-Aid McKinstry, go watch the Texas-Alabama game. AD dominated that dude. I got him ranked back-to-back in my rankings. Like, AD Mitchell dominated Kool-Aid. Dominated him. And so whenever you got somebody that can win with space by generating space, but can also play physical and just not generate space and still win, man, that catch radius, that speed, the body, like, it's easy, man. Like, it's easy to like him. He is a perfect scheme fit. And Brandon Ayuk, you got to like A.D. Mitchell. They're so close with the way they play and body styles and all those things. John, what do you think of Leggett? Xavier Leggett, I don't like him as much just because the system, I was talking about this with Rob Louder. UCF tape, Javon Baker, and Western Kentucky tape, Xavier Leggett, South Carolina tape. I just didn't like it. And Malachi Corley's the other one. I like Leggett, and you look at just the way he's built. I mean, he's a freak. 6'1", 221. 4.39. I mean, come on. 23 years old, built like a running back. So, like, you're doing the whole Debo thing, right? South Carolina makes sense. Doesn't get separation. He doesn't. He does not. Loves 50-50 balls. Seems like he always wins. Body controls everything. All that stuff. 40-inch vertical. I mean, he's built, man. You're closer to A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf than you are Debo type of body. Like, he is gigantic. Routes need some work. Very limited route tree. At worst, a screen deep ball guy. Here's what was crazy. His body is built for slant routes, but had zero slant route completions throughout the whole 23 season. Zero. Like, that's weird as hell. Like, what was Debo? He was the slant god. That's what they called him, right? Goes to the senior bowl, slant route, slant. Like, that's why Shanahan was there and fell in love with him. We run slants like crazy. This dude caught zero slant routes in 23. So for the thing that Xavier Leggett should be, I'm just like, contested guy that catches no slant routes? There's red flags there, but you're buying the build. You're buying what this, I mean, he is A.J. Brown without quality routes. That's what I wrote on him. but he fits everything. He fits everything. I didn't like him near as much as everybody else. I have a late second round grade on him, but he's going way before 63. Way before. Mitchell didn't drink the Kool-Aid. I love it. John, do you think Rakestraw could be there at 63? I do think so. We're talking Ennis Rakestraw out of Missouri, Duncanville, a school I coached at. That's a product from that school. 5'11", 183. Tough, but small. A little freaking Mighty Mouse, you know, the way he plays. He looks smaller than he is. Fluid tough, met with the Niners, you know, got short arms. I don't like that. 4.51 speed, but yeah, I do think that he will be there. I think that's right around where he should go, kind of 60s, 70s. That's a Rakestraw fit. Not sure you want to put him in the slot, nickel roll, probably outside guy, but that's not a negative thing. That's not a negative thing. Yeah, we're good there. Dave says, Mayoko guarantees we trade that fourth round pick. There we go. There it is. From Dallas for Trey Lance. Yeah, you see teams do this now because when you trade a pick that – if you draft a player with that fourth round pick, what number is that? We're going to jump all over the board, and this might not – 124, okay? This is the fourth round pick we got for Trey Lance. Mayoko came out and said, you know, the Niners probably going to trade that pick. Because if you take a player there, people are going to be like, oh, that's a Trey Lance pick. But if you just trade it once or twice, you kind of, you've removed all Trey Lance stink from that player and from the press and from the media and all that stuff. So you don't have that out there in the ether. This makes it that pick, whatever it is, whether you trade up or back, it's his own player. It's his own pick. It's his own whatever. And so he doesn't always have to be like, oh, Trey Lance, who they traded 3 first-round picks for, was traded for the 124, and they selected you with that. Well, how does that make you feel? Like, because some jackwagon's going to ask that, and it's just like, why are you doing this to this kid? This is his day, not Trey Lance's day. Like, what are you doing? So I expect trades to take place. What, you trade it for a future pick? I don't care. You do whatever. But, yeah, I could see them jumping up or jumping back for sure. Shane, what's up, man? He says, John, I was wondering your thoughts on offensive tackle Javon Foster. Yeah, let me pull up my writing on him. Another Missouri guy. Why we got all these Missouri guys? Hope Chad's listening somewhere and is happy. 6'5", 313, exactly what you want at the tackle position. 34 5/8-inch arm, exactly what you want. 5'3", a little slow. 32-inch vertical. That's pretty dang good, though, for a big man. 24 years old. He's old. Upper body mover. Throws defensive ends consistently. It's funny because you'll see him do this. Picking up a little kid and just going, boop. Like, always moving people. Moved well in space. Didn't think that he tested very well. Right tackle and left tackle experience. Polish. Lacks polish, but the traits are there. I struggled. I got a fifth round grade on him. I put Jonathan Martin as my play style comp. I didn't think that he anchored as well as a 313 guy. He's somebody that could definitely play guard. You start him at tackle, fail him inside. So you're talking, you know, the versatility's there, all that stuff. But if you don't go offensive line early because the board won't let you, these are the type of guys you're going to get. These are the type of guys you're going to get. Vicky, she said, is there a world in which we can let go of draft picks who didn't do anything last season? Cameron Latu. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't like Cameron Latu. I mean, me and Vicky were sitting next to each other at training camp, just like, this is awful. Like, it was so bad. And I think Vicky even said, like, we're going to cut this dude. And Shanahan found a way to stash him. You spent a late third round comp pick on him. He's making the 90-man roster, unless you trade him. But you need tight ends. Tight ends an issue. So you're hoping he can step up and be a receiving threat. He's going to be a 90-man, but yes, if he does what he did, if he has another bad training camp, then you cut him whenever the 53 comes, but not now. I mean, he's part of the 90. the potential, the touchdown, the receiving, all that's there. He just, yeah, I don't have a lot of faith he's going to make the 53. And, you know, last year was crazy because we had way more depth last year on the 53-man roster than we will this year. But we were able to keep every single draft pick. I think we had 9 last year. We kept all 9. Got 10 picks this year. I don't know if you're going to be able to keep all 10 again unless Shanahan does more crazy stuff. So, yeah, we'll see here. Right here, Mosquito Killer. What's up, Sean? He says, I tell you what, every mock draft I've watched so far where we take a wide receiver at 31, it's been a good draft. I disagree with you guys. Whenever I did the battle of the 3 mock drafts, y'all picked the one with Kingsley Suamatia instead of A.D. Mitchell. Y'all were wrong. Y'all were wrong. That draft of the 3 drafts we did, and if you missed the episode, I'm going to go read it right now. Here, we went through the first 3 rounds, and we only drafted O-line, wide receiver, D-line. That was it. The first mock draft, and voted most by you guys, Kingsley, Suamatia, Marshawn Nealand, Brandon Rice. That one won the most votes. The second place one was Darius Robinson, Blake Fisher, and Jacob Cowing. That one had the second most place votes. And the last one was A.D. Mitchell, Chris Broswell, Christian Jones. Y'all were wrong there. I love y'all. I love y'all. You know I love you guys. Yeah. And yeah, right here, Vicky, this is a problem. I hate it when, and I'm guilty of it too, when people say like, oh, Josh Allen's his comp. That's stupid. Or Patrick Mahomes or, you know, what at, like, fill in the play. Like, no, I hate that. Debo. Debo's 101. Thank you, Vicky. Trying to find another Debo doesn't make sense. And so, yeah, more tackle breakers, more Pierre Garçon players, more, you know, whatever. Debo's, there's no other Debo. There's not another Debo. Maybe eventually there will be, but there's not one. And so you got to put qualifiers on it. Debo type. I don't even like that. A watered down Debo, similar to Debo. Like, but yeah, there's, it's just different. Tobias, Jonathan, what do you think of Jordan Whittington as a late pick? He is a Juwan Jennings, if there ever was one, wide receiver out of Texas. He's your lunch pail guy. He'll do special teams. He'll block. He's mean. He is mean, mean, mean. And just he's team captain, amazing locker room dude. I mean, he was the number 3 wide receiver on Texas with Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell, but he was still voted a team captain over all those guys. Like, he is a perfect fit, and you're talking 6-round pick, but tough. He's a big dude. Let's see here. Let's get to – man, I'm not getting through these picks very well. that's okay. Let's jump down to pick 63. The next time the 49ers are on the big board, my number 63 player is, I want to make sure I get this right. Yeah. Is Jalen Wright, wide receiver out of Tennessee. These are all 3rd round graded players. So my 3rd round stops at pick 6 or starts at pick 60. That's Amarius Mims. He's not going to be there at 60. He's going to the 1st round. I couldn't stand his tape and the injuries. I can't do it. And I know I'm way off on everybody else, but I guarantee you there's about 10 teams in the NFL that said Amarius Mims, not on our board. I get it. The metrics, the athleticism, I get all those things. I'm a tape guy. I watch tape. I can't find him anywhere in the 2nd quarter because he's only playing the 1st round or first quarter. That's it. He's done. He's done. So, anyway, he's not going to be in the 3rd round. So let me go. I'm going to back up a little bit. And man, sticking with a lot of these names. Golly, man. They're so, I keep scrolling up because I was like, well, all these guys fit the 2nd round. Okay. I'm going to ramble for a second. Okay. And I keep scrolling up. I got to stop scrolling up because all these guys are perfect fits. I'm going all the way back up to 43. I'm going through a lot of names here. These are guys on my big board that are just perfect for the 49ers. Okay. 43 overall, Mike Samristil, best nickel in this draft. 44, Darius Robinson. Come on, we've talked about him. 45, Cameron Kitchens, my favorite safety in this class. 46, J.J. McCarthy, he's got to go early. Tape does not suggest that, but it's the NFL. 47, Chris Jenkins, best run-stopping defensive tackle in this draft. 48, Kamari Lassiter, slow, but that dude's a nickel corner safety. Adisa Isaac, 49. Javon Bullard, 50. Golly, Niners met with him. Bullard falls. Oh, man. You go get that dude. Max Melton. Niners met with him 6 times. Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker out of A&M, 52. Xavier Leggett, who we just talked about, 53. Jalen Polk, by far my second favorite, second-round wide receiver. He's just so fun. 55, Javon Solomon, Troy, gosh. 56, Tavondre Sweat. The DUI will probably fall far. Brandon Fisk, 57. Tyler Guyton, 58. Patrick Paul, 59. Amarius Mims, 60. Like, whew. Somebody from that list has fallen. Like, this is the best part of the draft. It's the second round this year. That's the best. Top of the second round, all the way to pick 59. But you're going to get a stud at 63. You're hoping somebody falls, man. 61, Marshawn Kneeland. Could go in the first round, according to a lot of people. Bull Rush, extraordinaire. He's just a train wreck. 62, Theo Johnson, tight end, Penn State. Love him. 63, Jalen Wright, wide receiver, running back, speed. 64, Andrew Phillips, my man. Like, I've got a third-round grade on him, but that dude's going in the second round. Junior Colston, linebacker, Michigan, 65. Cedric Gray, 66. Like, there are some dudes. 63 is going to be fun. Do not trade that second pick. Like, that's the thing. Like, if we traded the first and second pick, that would be a total of 876 points. You could get to pick 19 where the Rams are. It's almost 1 point. That pick is worth 875. You add our first and second. You get all the way up to 19. Maybe you get a tackle. Not worth it. Not worth it. Even for a top five tackle. That's not worth it. You are getting a starter in this second round, period. Did you hear those names? Man, that's my favorite part of the draft. The second round is just loaded. There's some fun third round guys too now. But, dude, that second round, I want to trade back so bad. How do we trade back from 31 and up from 63? I want two picks. Because at 31, you're getting the same type of guy that you could get at 56. There's not a big difference. There really isn't. Okay, wide receiver. Okay, Troy Franklin is way better than Jalen Polk. There's a gap there, right? 30th overall player versus the 54th. But it ain't that big of a gap. And if you told me, you know, all right, 32 teams, pick one of the two, Jalen Polk or Troy Franklin, probably 25 are going to take Franklin. But man, I might be that seventh one. And I have Troy Franklin ranked ahead of him. But man, there's parts of Jalen Polk's game where I'm just like, you know what? This might be a better fit for our quarterback. Gets way more space. Beast blocker, plays all three roles, versatility. Man, his hands are 1,000 times better. Now, he's not the deep threat, 4.33 speed and all that stuff, but it's you know, square peg, round hole. So that's why I'm just like, look, let's fall back from 31, unless a stud falls, and jump up from 63. And that'll cancel each other. Those trades will cancel each other out, so we're not using existing draft capital. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to be a nervous wreck in that second round, guys. So if you guys are watching live, and y'all better be, if y'all, like, I'm telling you right now. Oh, and look at that. John Lynch just went live. So you guys are the best. I'm going to jump off. This show went long anyway. Let's go see what John Lynch got to say. He just went live and we'll get back. But I want to say, Damon, really appreciate the super chat. He says, let's assume defensive back in round one. Who would you most like to trade up to 50 to get, assuming there, Rook, A.D. Mitchell, Kingsley Suamatia? Yeah, A.D. Mitchell's gone. Rook, if Kingsley Suamatia is there and you could trade up for him, I'd be very happy with that. I've got him 31. So on my board, I've got A.D. Mitchell, then Kingsley, then Rook. But I want all three of them. I want all three of them. And so, yeah, Dave, it's worth salad, man. Whenever you see, we got to watch it. We got to watch it. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of word salad. You guys are the best. This has been fun. Thanks a lot, John Lynch. That's okay. We've done every show every day for a couple weeks now. That's okay. We'll bounce off. You are the best. Make sure you turn in live draft day. We'll be live again tomorrow. Appreciate y'all. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.